Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
It certainly is. You got one life. Use it properly. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. What a day we're coming off yesterday. What in the name of goodness sakes alive? I don't even know where to start. I mean, there's not going to be any Penn State football. The Big Ten and the Pac-12, two of the Power Five conferences in football, decide they're not going to play. But then the other ones are like, babies, we're still going to play. Excuse me, where are those letters NCAA? Aren't they supposed to be in charge? I mean, what the hell is going on?
That is correct.
You know what I always say? Because my kids were college athletes, you were as well. There's only one thing worse than the PIAA, and that's the NCAA. That's what I always say.
True that. Seriously.
Yeah, and now there's like somebody take the steering wheel, please. Somebody take charge. I mean, NCAA is a mess. PIAA, we playing football. I don't know. We're going to leave it up to the school districts. What? I am so tired of lack of leadership.
I looked at someone yesterday, and I said, this is exhausting.
It is.
And the thing is, at the end of the day, it's like when NFL players are like, you know, we're going to skip this season because, and then insert actual reason here, family, young children, compromised immune system, etc. Everybody's like, oh, family first. Yep. Good job. Mm-hmm.
And then college football. Yeah.
But then college football, they're like wusses.
We don't care.
Oh, no, we don't care. We're going to play. And then let's take that a step further. I was reading some comments because, of course, you know, certain recommendations have come out about school districts either teaching in person or not.
Yeah.
Again, try not to get political.
That's a whole
what
other
a debate.
Problem. Yeah.
Online, social media, this like monster of a thing, right?
Yeah.
Good job, NFL players. Make sure you put your families first. But then a teacher's like, wow, well, I take care of an aging parent. I don't know if I'm comfortable. No, you better get back to your job.
You better get your arse to school, lady. You know, yeah,
We're not paying you to sit at home.
Yes, the consistent inconsistency is what drives me nuts. I mean, even my man, Lou Holtz, your man, like, he was babbling. Uh-huh. He was babbling yesterday.
I think they should play, but then again, that's my thing. I think that you ought to say to the players, if you have a problem, if you have an asthma problem, if you're diabetic or something, and you have a legitimate reason you don't want to play, absolutely, don't play. The rest of you want to play, let's go play.
What?
I think that we shut everything down for 6 months. I'm going crazy about
crazy, Lou. Take it easy.
Let's move on with our life. When they stormed Normandy, they knew that there were going to be cash and there's going to be...
What?
Lou Holtz.
You're comparing the coronavirus to D-Day.
Just go
take a nap, Lou, okay? And Nebraska, right? The Big Ten says they're not going to play, so Nebraska will go play somewhere else. What? Who are you going to play? Plus, you have
Where are you going? We can't leave the country, guys. Nobody else wants us.
Plus, you can't, like, you got a TV contract. You can't just move your football team to another state and play them.
No, you cannot.
Oh, man, lack of leadership. I am done. I am done talking. Watching the world wake up. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is next. We are here, right now. We can't do a darn thing about it, so let's make the best of it. 2020, my dear. Ooh.
It's interesting, that's for sure.
It's been a challenge every single day. And we welcome a new sponsor to the show. Speaking of what kind of year we've had. When NyQuil doesn't do it and DayQuil doesn't seem to help, there's a new product.
Move over, DayQuil. Now there's something for 2020. It's YearQuil. Vicks Van Wrinkle Pharmaceuticals introduces the first sleep aid that knocks you out for months at a time. Oh. You'll hibernate through the rest of the year and wake up in 2021, Wonderful. Ready Great to face idea. Whatever the hell is happening. At least you won't have to be awake and deal with the coronavirus, the election, or anything else during this terrible time. YearQuil. And coming soon, DecadeQuil. You can snooze and hopefully wake up in 10 years and get back to normal.
Well, not a bad idea, but that doesn't sound safe.
No, it's pretty good. Put me to sleep about Halloween. I like Halloween, so maybe the day after. And then I want to wake up at Thanksgiving.
Great idea. I've been lonely. No need to be lonely. Tom and Laura in the morning are here. 94KX.
Here for you.
Oh, we're doing jingles now, are we? We should have Tom and Laura jingles.
I mean, we kind of have them, something but we can create more.
Yeah, something real cheesy like Tom and Laura in the morning. Ba 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 ba. You know, a little scat in there. You know what I mean? That'd be great. Hey, speaking of the old kind of music, ba ba ba, we say goodbye to Trini Lopez. Of course, he was a singer. Some of us may have had some of his albums, like probably your grandma, sure. He was also a well-known actor and was probably best known for his role in the movie The Dirty Dozen. But when he wasn't singing and dancing, he was acting. Trini Lopez passed away yesterday at the age of 83. He died of COVID-19.
Oh, that's a shame.
We also say goodbye to Raymond Allen. He died at 91 yesterday. Now, you might not know the name Raymond Allen. He was quite the television actor in sitcoms. People used to call him the black, which I guess we should say African-American now or whatever, but they used to call him the Black Foster Brooks. He was best known as the drunk in Sanford and Son.
I said, whiskey. I meant whiskey. Big difference between Wixie and whiskey. You see, I'll shut up with you.
Aunt Esther. Right?
That explains it. Thank you, Esther.
Esther. Shh. What?
Somebody's calling you.
Nobody's calling me.
Yes, they are. I just heard somebody shout, Esther. Esther.
That was me shouting, Esther, Esther.
See, there it goes again.
So he was Woody, the drunk on Sanford and Son. He was also Ned the Wino on Good Times, but he was a great actor. And the guy actually didn't drink. So that was like Foster Brooks. He made a career out of being the drunk. But he will be missed. Those two actors will be missed. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Love me some Alicia Keys in the morning. Anytime, actually.
She's awesome.
I wish she'd come over to my house and just sit around the fire pit and have a beverage some night.
You do have a nice fire pit.
Oh, thank you. So do you. But I'm thinking I have a nice long list, too. I wouldn't call it a bucket list, but a list of people I want to hang out with. maybe it's the loneliness of COVID starting to affect me. At least I'm not getting strange. Did you hear about that employee at Sesame Place that got punched in the face yesterday? What is going on with this world?
Right?
Yeah, his 17-year-old kid told a couple to put masks on, and the guy assaulted the kid, punched him in the face.
Apparently it was two individuals, part of a group of a larger group, and they left the park shortly thereafter, and they're still trying to figure out who they were.
But it's Sesame Place. Come on now. It's supposed to be fun.
I'm pretty sure that Elmo and Grover would not be happy.
No, and then there's that big one. Go sit on him, snuffle up against or whatever.
Snuffy. Or Big Bird.
Take them down so the count could say 1, 2, 3. You know what I mean?
That was pretty good.
Yeah, there you go.
Good job.
News is next. I just wanna see 94KX. I did see her. Sarah Bareilles. I saw her in the Turkey Hill in Sunbury yesterday. It's crazy. Whatever happened
that's
to her?
That's where you see everyone.
That's right. She was ordering a slushy, and she had a couple of chocolate ding-dongs in her hand. Yeah, that was Sarah Bareilles.
See, Sarah Bareilles doesn't necessarily fit your category of, like, washed-up musician who you would see at the Turkey Hill in Sunbury.
No, no. You see all kinds of people at the Turkey Hill in Sunbury. Mm-hmm. All shapes and sizes, yeah. Mm-hmm. 7:12, it is the it is Tom and Laura in the morning. It is National Vinyl Record Day. Now, you have quite the collection. We've talked about it. You've had them given to you. Thanks, Len Dogg and other family members. But it was so cool once back when I used to come over to your house and hang out. Yeah, back like, what, 20 years ago? And then
you
bought this little turntable and you had like the Electric Light Orchestra playing on it. And I was like, what?
I did, actually.
I was like, this is so cool. Yeah.
Yellow. No, I've swapped it out. What's on top? Hold on. Let me get up.
Oh, okay. She's going to check the...
Because I got this. I used to use my Fisher-Price record player.
Yeah.
But then...
We made jokes about
it. The wires
that.
Got loose. Seriously, yeah. I used it up until, like, literally last year.
So now you bought one of those throwback-looking turntables.
I got it for Christmas from my parents.
Oh, okay. All right.
It is a Victrola.
A Victrola. That's what Grandma used to call it. Turn on the Victrola.
Yep. And actually, sitting right on top, I was listening to last night, The Beatles, 1967 and 1970.
Oh, the blue greatest hits collection, as opposed to the red collection. There you have it.
It's blue and it's on Apple Records.
There it is. Very first album I ever bought, Abbey Road, 1969. I had to save my allowance, and I bought it in the basement of the Woolworths in downtown.
Underneath? Do you want to know what it is?
Wilkes-Barre. What's underneath?
Whitney.
Oh, the Whitney album, the orange album, the original album, the first album.
The OG Whitney first album that she came out with when she went on her first solo tour.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his name? Kenny.
Kenny G? No way.
Yeah, opened for her.
Yeah, he did. I remember that.
He did. Kenny G opened for her.
Yeah, I fell asleep during the Kenny G part, but Whitney woke me up. It's all good.
Jeez.
Maybe you know what a vinyl record is. Maybe you don't. Google it. Look it up. Maybe the first time you can remember you were buying cassettes or CDs or whatever, but you couldn't beat the vinyl record and the 45 record. Let's fast forward to the 90s. Do you remember Blockbuster?
Of course.
Of course you do.
It's the place to be in Shamokin on a Friday night.
Yes. Friday night you said, Mom, Dad, can we please rent a movie? Get some Coney dogs and go home and eat them and watch the movie. Of course you did. It's what everybody did. The last Blockbuster in the world is in Bend, Oregon. And it's about it's about to close, but before they close, they have turned it into an Airbnb.
Wait, what?
Yeah, this is a great promotion to close a place. You can actually stay overnight at Blockbuster.
If you close your eyes and think of what the 90s was, that's what the room's going to look like. What more fun way to do that than to come in and experience a night in Blockbuster, have a sleepover, have the old big console television, have the VCR, have the popcorn, have the whole experience, kind of like we did in the 90s.
Perfect idea. They're going to have like a room built there.
I love it.
A pull-out
sofa. That makes me sad, though. I want it to still exist.
For what, though? I mean, how in today's day and age of web TV and Netflix and all that? It is kind of sad that we want it to exist, but how does it? No one rents movies anymore.
I know.
Would you stay there, though? They're going to charge $4 a night to stay at the Airbnb.
Heck yeah.
At
that's
Blockbuster.
Cheap.
The only thing I'd be afraid of is, like, in the middle of the night, some dude, like, pokes you, and you wake up, and you go, what? And he goes, where's the adult films?
Stop it.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Yeah, I gotta talk about this because I found a story similar to it. I think the DMV is the most confusing thing in the world. What do you think, Laura? I mean,
I do everything online just to avoid the DMV.
But I'm with you. Exactly. But I recently had to change the address on the registration for one of my vehicles that I don't drive a lot, my Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go online, and I was online for like 45 minutes. Because it just didn't, even though I was online, it didn't understand why, once I changed my address, why it didn't match the other address. Well, it's because the other address is right and the old address is wrong. It was just so confusing. And then last week, I applied for a vanity plate for my latest acquisition, my fixer-upper Jeep.
Very nice, very nice.
You think I was donating an organ or something. I was like, come on, how difficult can this be? And then the computer finally told me, look, you can't do this way. You have to do it snail mail. So I'm like, snail mail? So I had to go find my checkbook.
Oh, gosh.
I haven't written a check in like 6 months. And I had to write out a check, print out the forms, fill them out by hand. It was such a pain in the arse. And then I read the story today where a woman was actually forced to keep her driver's license picture. And she wasn't even in the chair yet.
The lady at the DMV did not really believe me when I was like, hey, I need my license fixed because it just has a chair on it. And then she looked it up in the system and she was like, oh, I need to go get my manager for this. I wasn't mad. It was fun. It was a funny situation. It kind of lightened the mood up a little bit. My boss thinks it's funnier than anyone. I was at work Friday and he pointed to a chair outside of his office door and he was like, I thought this was you. I waved at it this morning.
Is that funny or what? Like,
that's hilarious.
I think sometimes you get so heavy into your job, you don't even notice what the hell you're doing. I mean, this poor girl has to go around now with a driver's license. What if she gets pulled over by the cops? Let's see your license. There's a picture of a chair.
I'd be like, that's what they gave me. Talk about a bad picture.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's nuts. The way, like, the DMV...
You have to chuckle.
The DMV wouldn't let her change the license because it is what it is. But it's an empty chair. It's an empty chair. I don't know. And so, honest to God, in my PennDOT form that I had a snail mail, I wrote across the top, since I was forced to snail mail this, please don't mess it up. Thank you, Tom. Because I have a feeling I'm going to get this vanity plate and it's going to be like an empty chair, right? I'm going to get this vanity plate that says something stupid on it and I'm going to be stuck with it for the next 5 years. I'm like, oh my goodness. So anyway.
They'll probably like swap a letter or two just to mess with you because you wrote on top of that form now.
That did kind of come across my mind after I dropped the snail mail in the blue box. Mm-hmm. So if I, you know, and I'll, we'll do a follow up on this in about 6 weeks. If I get,
yes, please,
you know, yeah, if I get my license plate number and it has some other T word on it other than my name, I'm going to be a little bit upset. That's it.
I can't wait to find out.
Thanks. Calm down now. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. News coming up next. Mark is carrying it all on his shoulders. And Steve will stop by with the weather. Mark and I actually are wearing like the same clothes today. And it's really creepy. What do they call it? Twinning?
Twinning. Yeah.
But like, Mark and I often joke around with each other that we're twin brothers from different mothers.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, we have nothing in common. Besides the fact that we're the same age, we both have been in radio since we're kids. And he's a news guy, and I'm not. And we really don't have too much in common other than the fact that we get along quite well because we work together. And that's a good thing, right?
Absolutely. It's always good when you get along with your coworkers. Now, describe this outfit, though.
Well, we want to go video with you in a little bit.
Okay.
like a Facebook live. But we match.
We'll FaceTime.
Yeah. We match, but we don't match. And we both have powder blue polos on.
Excellent choice.
His is an Izod. Mine is an Under Armour. We both have dark gray shorts on.
Mm-hmm.
Mine has kind of a check pattern. His is just solid. But still, the dark gray shorts, the powder blue polo. And we're both, something I never see on Mark, we're both wearing sneakers and white socks.
Does he have on his Chucks?
No, he does not. He has like some kind of, they look like Asics or some kind of hip pair of sneakers on.
Cool.
And his white socks are kind of like grandpa's, but he's wearing white socks. Okay, they're kind of high. They're up around the shins.
Yeah, don't call him out like that on the radio.
Sorry.
Don't do that.
Now he's fascinated by this. He's like, when I called him on it, because He's so busy, he doesn't notice anything. When I said, hey, dude, what's up with your outfit today? And he looks at it, and he looks at me, and he goes, whoa.
Yeah, so but that's what happens. You and I haven't seen each other in a while,
mm-hmm.
but literally the last time we did, we matched.
I know. So where does this come
like
from,
we
Laura?
We coordinated. It's weird.
Is it some kind of synchronicity or something? I mean,
something
I studied in college.
Like I was like, oh, thank goodness you got the memo on like the yellow tones in your outfit today. We coordinate quite nicely.
Yeah, we've even had guests in the studio pre-COVID that looked at what Laura was wearing and looked at what I was wearing and said, like, really?
Like, did you guys talk to each other before?
Sorry, this is gonna happen. But today, for the first time ever, it happened with Mark and I, because we don't mesh on anything, including wardrobe. And today, we're like both dressed like your grandfather who's coming over for a picnic on Sunday.
Including the socks.
Yeah. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Now we're urging all of Central Pennsylvania to put on a powder blue polo and be like us.
Yes.
It's just totally ridiculous. I mean, the things we do behind the scenes here, you enjoy the music while Tom and Laura and Mark Lawrence act like school kids. I don't know. It's hilarious. It's just...
Did you like my selfie that I sent
yes,
you?
Yes. I just... So now Mark, now Tom, Laura, and Mark are all wearing powder blue polos with gray shorts. Okay, there
Listen,
it is.
Listen, I felt left out.
Okay, that's fine. And you're doing the show from your house, so you can run back and have a wardrobe change during the music.
I did. I actually... Do you know what's really funny, though?
What's that?
So I have on white sandals that I didn't have to change. Okay. I really did have on gray shorts.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. But
so the only thing that was different was I had on a white tank top, so I just put on my blue polo.
There you go. And if you have a couple extra minutes, you could put sneakers on with big high white socks.
I could.
Although mine aren't high. They're hidden. They're low. But Mark, he rocks those high white socks. I'm just telling you. He rocks them. Anyway, what else is going on around your house? I got to ask you this. Do your dogs and cats, like, let you know when it's time to eat?
Every single day.
Okay. All right. So I know that they come around when you're eating, because your pet will always do that. Like, hey, me's also like turkey sandwich.
What do you got there?
Yeah,
exactly. What do you got there? No, the cats actually have been off a little bit. They're trying to get fed dinner a little bit earlier than normal. Everyone needs to be fed instantaneously. And interestingly enough, MacGyver was just sleeping on the couch. He knows we're talking about him. Stood up, walked on over.
Oh, I thought he knew we were talking about food. Either way.
Now he needs to talk.
Okay, listen up, MacGyver. Give us a sign, dude. Like, go over to your bowl. There you go. Go over to your bowl and stand there and look at Laura like she's stupid.
What do you need? Do you need something? Oh, you need something?
You see? Yeah.
No, you already ate this morning.
Dogs can never eat too much. They're amazing.
That's true.
But anyway, a viral video. A woman whose cat plays the piano every time it's hungry. I thought of you as soon as I saw this. What are those little kids' pianos?
Is it time for dinner? When is dinner time? It's not now. You have to wait, Pud.
So hungry.
Isn't that amazing? That seems like something one of your cats would do.
One is sleeping by my feet.
Okay.
MacGyver's now yelling at me. He thinks it's time for second breakfast.
Oops, sorry, bud. That's...
It's okay.
That's totally my fault. Just put a powder blue polo on him. He'll be okay.
Okay.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Tom and Laura's top 10 of the day. It's kind of an interesting thing. They are the top 10 things that make us smile instantly.
Wearing powder blued polos.
Yes. And listening to your dog breathing on your microphone.
He's breathing so heavy.
I can hear your dog breathing.
They both got all riled up. They knew that we were talking about them, Tom.
I guess we're talking about pets and how they act when they want to eat. And boy, Laura's went nuts.
There's also a cat here.
Does the cat want to eat too? I mean, what the heck?
Probably. It's the fat one.
The fat cat. A survey found the top things that can instantly make us smile. Here they are, 10 to 1. Number 10, listening to music. Well, that's
good. Of course.
How about when you hear that song on the radio that you haven't heard in a long time and you flash back. Doesn't that put a smile on your face?
Like cups from Pitch Perfect.
There you go. There it is. Number 9, compliments from strangers. I don't know if I'd smile instantly, but...
You know what, though?
I don't know, maybe.
Every once in a while, somebody catches you by surprise that you don't know. Mm-hmm. And you're like, thank you. You just made my day.
That's true. Okay, here's a great one. Seeing a baby smile or hearing a baby laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Babies laughing. It's just
baby giggles are awesome. Yeah. Especially those belly giggles, those belly laughs.
Oh, yeah, when they get it going down there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number 7, surprises. I don't know if surprises make me smile. I don't know. I don't like surprises.
I think surprises make you anxious. You don't like surprises.
No, I'm not that type. But anyway, 6, quality time with your family. Absolutely. It's been
1,000%.
Mm-hmm. 5, a good joke. Heck yeah. And the dumber, the better. I love dumb jokes. You know that. I mean,
I like puns. I like dad puns. Jokes.
Yeah, dad jokes, as we call them. 4, making someone else smile makes you smile. Well, of course.
Yep, spread a little kindness.
I'm looking at you on the screen right now. You're smiling, and that's what I like. That's what I like. 3, hanging out with your family or friends that you haven't seen in a while. Well, that's kind of like quality time with your family, kind of, because you have that, what do you call that friend family thing?
The framily.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That'll make you smile. 2, seeing someone else smile, okay, which is different than 4, making someone else smile. Mm-hmm. If someone is coming at you and they're smiling, you might smile as well. Kind of tough to do with all these masks on, but you could see a smile in the eyes. And
Smize. You have to smize. Smile with your eyes.
There you go. Thank you. Something new for us. And 1, hearing some good news always makes us smile. Any kind of good
news? We love to bring the good news every day.
Yes, we do. So it's Tom, it's Laura, it's Mark, all dressed alike and all smiling this morning. 94KX, your home for Curtains Up, the first ever virtual talent show, but we need your entries not to come to the station and dance in front of us. Heck no. Send us a 2-minute video. The deadline is Friday.
There have been so many awesome submissions over the past 24 hours.
Oh, good, good. Could you give us a hint?
Good stuff.
Yeah? How about a hint? Like anybody juggling chainsaws or anything like that?
No. Nothing on fire.
Nothing
no
on
juggling
fire?
Chainsaws.
Fire. Yeah. Nothing? Okay.
Thanks, Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, there you go. Anybody doing like a bicycle trick or a skateboarding trick?
Did you see the young lady on the rollerblades?
No. I will check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Look, your kids are amazingly talented, moms and dads. We know that. Whether they're little kids, whether they're teens. I mean, we're talking great prize packages like ride all day passes to Knoebels with a private limo ride to the park. Hello. How about if your teen wants a 4-hour limo ride to and from their destination of choice? That would be cool. Susquehanna Valley Limo is hot on this idea, and so is Knoebels. And for adults, a $500 cash prize from Mifflinburg Bank and Trust. Who doesn't need money?
Wow. I mean, I would take $500.
So would I. So you got to get to our 94KX Facebook page. And Laura likes peeking at the videos. And so does Taylor.
I do. Thank you for the submissions. Make sure that you submit your 2-minute video or less to the 94KX Facebook page through Facebook Messenger. We will then post it on up. You can check out all of the submissions on that Curtains Up feed. Find it at the 94KX Facebook page. Like and follow us so you don't miss a thing.
94KX Curtains Up, presented by Oberdorf Carpet One, Susquehanna Valley Limousine, Knoebels, Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, and other fine people like Pennsylvania Mentor, Papa John's, and the Sweet Stop.
If you go, am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart?
94KX, Tom and Laura wrapping up. Chad Evans just came into the studio to take over. He is not wearing a powder blue polo or gray shorts or sneakers.
Darn it.
Yep. And Taylor's here to do some of our promotion stuff. She didn't get the memo either. I don't know what happened. Lack of communication. Lack of communication.
Apparently, the three of us on the morning show are in sync.
Did you post those photos? Rumor has it you posted.
I did.
You did.
I did. I tagged you.
Wow.
It's on the book of faces.
Wow. Okay, we're wrapping up a Wednesday, Tom and Laura, with a quick reminder. It's a Wednesday at the wash. Get over to Ultimate Express. Get your car washed. either location. I actually got my car washed at the Williamsport Ultimate Express over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah, nice peeps out there. Usually go to Danville, or you'll find me in Sealands Grove as well. Go to washmydirtycar.com. We wrap the show every day with a thought for the day. What you got?
I have a pretty decent one today for a Wednesday.
Okay.
You know, you're halfway through the week. Maybe your energy is lagging. We were tired earlier this morning. Mm-hmm. Like, your confidence is a little shaken. Okay. Lots of stuff going on at work, whatever. So, remember this, friends. Confidence, like art, never comes from having all of the answers. It comes from being open to all of the questions.
Open it up, peeps. Open it up. It'll make you
open minds, open hearts.
There it is.
Yay.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.